We don't know about the gunman's mental health, but it appears that his fury may have been fanned by what has become the incendiary rhetoric of American politics. Here's Major Garrett.
We do well in times like these to remember that everyone who serves in our nation's capital is here because, above all, they love our country.
Republicans and Democrats both called for civility today. Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
And we respect you and your constituents who sent you here.
But partisan unity has been lacking for years.
Hillary Clinton is a bigot.
During the campaign, then-candidate Trump used incendiary language to describe his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton.
Such a nasty woman.
She, in turn, called Trump's supporters deplorable.
The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic.
The heated rhetoric has continued since President Trump's inauguration. Comedian Kathy Griffin posed for this photo, posted on social media, depicting a decapitated President Trump. And a New York City production of Julius Caesar casted the assassinated emperor as a Trump lookalike. Shortly after the shooting, New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins pointed the finger at Democrats.
I can only hope that the Democrats do tone down the rhetoric. The rhetoric has been outrageous, and the anger directed at Donald Trump.
But later he said the fault lies with both sides.
And I think all of us can be a little introspective now. I will be, I can promise you, to just say, let's just notch it down, you know, a couple of decibels.
As law enforcement tried to learn if there was a distinct political motive behind the shooting, voices here and in Congress said no political grievance could justify violence. In the harrowing aftermath of all this, Scott, Republicans and Democrats appear inclined to cool the rhetoric and ease the sense of division.